All right, I'm joined by Mr. Larry Neal of a company. Well, I'm going to say Super Sky Cycle, but I'm sure that's not the name of the company.
The Butterfly LLC.
Gotcha. There it is. And you have a roadable, motorcycle, gyrocopter kind of conflagration where you put them all together into one.
Yes, it's totally street legal, and it flies very well.
Okay, now that's got to be something. When you, I saw a picture of this thing on, I guess it was on the website, at a gas station.
Yes.
You've actually done that with it?
Oh, yeah. We've had it road registered for 10 months now and haven't even been stopped by the police one time.
They don't know what to do.
They grin, and they see it's got lights and brakes and mirrors and a tag, and I'm not doing anything illegal, so they can't really stop me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's start off with why.
It's been a dream since I was 10 years old and saw the old movie in 61 of Supercar.
Okay.
Just the thought of having something that you could just take off anywhere and go anywhere was a child dream of mine. And when I was working my way through college in 1973, I saw a Benson gyrocopter in a guy's yard. And I bought that and was flying it in 3 weeks, took it home, Eastern Tennessee, and flew it for several years. And then when I saw the Pulse car in 1984 on Next Step on TV, it dawned on me I could make a flying car by mating a motorcycle with the gyroplane.
Well, that's an unusual approach. I don't think anybody's used the gyro rotor.
Actually, it was done. and even Pitt Caron did a rotable rotorcraft. It was a tractor type. And the rear wheel pushed it down to like 25 miles an hour. Of course, mine'll do 55, and it really does fit in the family garage. And it folds in or out in less than 3 minutes. It's a real usable fly-drive vehicle.
Okay, when you say folds, what are you talking about folding? The actual rotor?
Yeah, the rotor over the top is 28 foot long when it's in the flight mode, and it folds in unbelievably easy to 12 feet long over the top.
Wow, so it folds over the top like it flips?
It's like a switchblade.
Okay, it doesn't fold like, sideways, it folds over.
It folds sideways, like an old carpenter's rule.
Okay, right. Okay. That's interesting. It looks like it's strictly a single-seater.
It is.
And what are you powering it with?
The Rotax 100-horsepower 912S is our flight engine, so it's a very powerful gyroplane.
Mm-hmm.
We have a MZ34 two-stroke Canadian-made motor, 27 horsepower, runs down the road.
Okay. It's just such a wild concept.
Thank you.
What kind of a takeoff distance?
200 feet or 5 seconds.
And what kind of cruising speed can you get, about 90?
70.
Okay, that's about right. For gyros,
yeah,
are not known for fast.
That's true.
So, stall-proof?
Stall-proof.
Pull back on the stick and just settle in?
You'll settle straight in.
Man, it's got to be fun to drive.
It is. It's unbelievable going down the road. Everyone is just, if you see saucer eyes, the mouth drops open, a little bit of a grin, and then rubberneck.
Right.
It's about all the same. They can't believe what they're seeing. The motorcycle people do the same thing. They forget to wave. tells you how shocked they are. They forget the wave.
Especially when you pass them.
Yeah.
You said you've had it registered for 10 months.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you've been flying it for almost the same amount of time.
Yeah, the prototype, I've actually been fly driving since 2005. I've actually had the Sky Cycle in prototype stage here 2 times before.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now, you are getting ready to release this into production, or is it in production?
We do things a little bit different at the Butterfly LLC. We put parts on the shelf before we start trying to take an order. So we've been building 30 of these for the last year and a half.
Okay.
We are in business today.
All right, so you got 30 of them waiting to go.
Absolutely.
So if I plunk the money, it's cash and carry.
That's in the box. That's exactly right.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Two-seat version?
Down the road, but... We've kind of learned not to talk about anything except what's on the shelf.
Right, because you never know what twists and turns await.
Well, it's kind of like this. If you know that I'm doing something better next year, you might wait next year to buy, and you don't buy what I've got today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a valid strategy.
Yes.
Although I'm going to wait for the four-place.
There you go. We are working on a four-place.
Oh, see? I had to open my mouth.
Yeah.
That's going to take one big engine.
It'll actually be twin engine and twin counter rotating props. It'll be unbelievably safe.
Good. And one rotor, or it's got to be like a four blade rotor?
Oh, no, one rotor. We can easily go bigger diameter.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Ratios just stay the same as their little single places.
It'll be a little hot rod if you're flying it with only one person.
150.
Wow. Okay. Where do I find you on the field?
We're at the ultralight area, lot number 913.
Okay, you're down on the farm. You're planning on flying for us?
We didn't get the flight hours flown off to be legal here, or we would be.
Ah, darn.
But we did take videos of it flying and driving. It's on our website, and we have a video going down at the site, so people can see it in action.
Well, that'd be great. I'm looking forward to going down there. I'm going to have to drag myself down there because I want to see this
thing. That is great.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Digital Dave. You're listening to EAA Radio.